carpal tunnel syndrome will show up in family medicine questions as median nerve entrapment as the answer.
Gotcha.
So they can tell you there's burning pain in the thumb, index, middle fingers, right? Aching in the forearm. Okay, so thenar symptoms. Now, few things you need to know. Number one, carpal tunnel syndrome is a normal finding in pregnancy due to edema, and it'll go away after the pregnancy. I'll talk about treatments in a moment. Number two, you need to know that carpal tunnel syndrome can be seen in hypothyroidism.
Hypo, okay.
Hypothyroidism due to glycosaminoglycan deposition
Okay.
and edema. It's a mix. Okay, and then you also need to know that carpal tunnel syndrome can be seen in acromegaly. You need to know that the treatment for carpal tunnel syndrome is avoid the precipitating activity if that's a possibility. Usually it's not. They'll tell you it's an office worker, let's say, who does a lot of keyboard work. So then you go to wrist splint.
Wrist splints, okay.
Okay, wrist splint. That is the classic answer on family medicine. They want wrist splint. They want conservative therapy.
Gotcha.
Now, acetaminophen and NSAIDs can be attempted if the wrist splint is insufficient. In general, we don't want patients taking NSAIDs chronically for the sake of their kidneys. So I can tell you on family medicine, they're going to say that woman who works in office has classic symptomatology of carpal tunnel syndrome. Wrist splint and NSAIDs were to no avail. And the answer now is triamcinolone injection into the carpal tunnel.
Amcinolone injection into couple times. Okay.
Triamcinolone injection into the carpal tunnel.
Gotcha.
That's steroid injection into the carpal tunnel. That is not IV steroids. That is just injection of steroids into the carpal tunnel.
Gotcha.
Don't choose answers like nerve decompression or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay, so they want wrist splint, then acetaminophen NSAIDs, then triamcinolone injection to the carpal tunnel. And then finally, you can do nerve decompression, but the latter is never the answer. Okay, now, before I go to cubital tunnel syndrome, I just want to quickly mention that for De Quer vein tenosynovitis, super high yield on family medicine, you're going to have pain along the radial aspect of the wrist,
Radio aspect, okay.
proximal thumb around the anatomical snuff box. Okay, so you need to know that Finkelstein test diagnoses De Quer vein tenosynovitis.
Okay, Finkelstein.
Finkelstein, you
Okay,
put
because
the first thing you do is you put the thumb into the palm, then you wrap the four fingers over the thumb. Then you ulnar deviate the wrist, and when you ulnar deviate, that will elicit pain at the radial aspect of the wrist. That's Finkelstein test. That's how you diagnose De
Gotcha.
Quer vein tenosynovitis. Treatment is immediate triamcinolone injection into the wrist, corticosteroid injection into the
Perfect.
wrist. You don't have to do wrist splint or anything like that. It's just immediate steroid injection into the wrist. It's classically seen in breastfeeding women where they're keeping their wrist cocked.
Gotcha. Okay.
Sometimes I don't want to get off topic, but sometimes gonococcal infections that cause tenosynovitis will present with a similar type of pain at the wrist.
Gotcha.
Okay, now, cubital tunnel syndrome and Guillain canal syndrome.
Cubital tunnel and Guillain canal. Okay.
Cubital tunnel syndrome is ulnar nerve entrapment at the elbow.
At elbow, okay.
Guyon canal syndrome, G-U-Y-O-N,
mm-hmm.
is ulnar nerve entrapment at the wrist.
Oh, okay.
Now, they want you to know that cubital tunnel syndrome is basically just going to present similarly to carpal tunnel syndrome, but it's in the ulnar deviation.
Gotcha.
They might tell you there's tingling, paresthesias down the ulnar aspect of the forearm, and that the hypothenar distribution in the fifth finger and the medial fourth finger, you get some paresthesias or burning pain, similar to carpal tunnel.
Gotcha.
But you're like, oh, that's ulnar deviation. That's ulnar distribution instead. Well, that's cubital tunnel syndrome.
Perfect.
And you also do a splint for that.
Oh, treatment number one, conservative. Okay.
Conservative. Guyon canal syndrome is from hook of hamate fracture.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It can also be due to chronic handlebar compression. In those who are avid cyclists.
Gotcha. On a handlebar, okay.
I had this conversation with a student before the family medicine shelf, and they ended up getting the hook of hamate fracture as an answer.
Ooh, on the shelf.
Yeah. I mean, it's a high yield concept.
Yeah, gotcha.
Now, moralgia parasthetica is an interesting one because it's one of those conditions that you'd argue is low yield in general across the step, but it's high yield in family med.
Okay.
Okay.
And sorry, going back to Guyon's canal, would the treatment also be splint?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Correct. Now, moralgia parasthetica is lateral thigh pain due to entrapment of the lateral femoral cutaneous nerve. That's it. You just need to know what it is.
Perfect.
Okay. Once again, it's low yield for the step 2 CK in general, high yield for family medicine shelf. It's like what we talked about with blue dot sign for peds. It's like torsion of appendix testis, high yield for peds, low yield 2 CK in general.
Okay.
Right? One of those things. Or like discussing leiomyomata uteri in detail is high yield for OBGYN shelf, but
okay, I was like, I have no idea what that is.
but for like, you know, knowing submucosal versus subserosal, intramural, etc., is low yield for 2CK. So I'm just telling you, know what moralgia parasthetica is for your family medicine shelf.
Perfect. Okay.